Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Ford is going through a major restructuring, and it's all about improving speed, quality, and cost. With Automotive Insight, I'm John McElroy. They call it product creation and industrialization. It's the new core operating organization at Ford, and it's getting rid of all the silos in the company. Kumar Galhotra, the COO of Ford, says employees will be involved in a lot more collaboration between different parts of the company. Ford will continue to use its skunkworks in California to test out new processes and technologies that, if they work, will get integrated into the legacy operations back in Dearborn. Ford's been hit with record recalls and quality problems, but Kumar Galhotra says they're already seeing light at the end of the tunnel. He says that on an initial quality basis, Ford is already better than its domestic competitors. With Automotive Insight, I'm John McElroy, WWJ News Radio 950.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.